This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shows that nearly half of voters expect war with China. Yikes. Part of that because of the China balloon that crossed into United States airspace and what it was equipped with. And then the horror show that's happening in Turkey and Syria. So many Americans trying to do what they can to help these poor people who were buried alive, 21,000 and counting dead, in the aftermath of a 7.8 on the Richter scale earthquake rocked their worlds when they were simply sleeping in the middle of the night. Hey, everybody, just a glimpse of what we're going to talk about. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We'll also take you to the man cave to talk about the Super Bowl and other things that are happening in the world of sports. And some other odds and ends that I think in your backyard, in my backyard, are being talked about or maybe should be talked about. How about that? I don't know if you have your party plans yet, but I know a lot of people must be gearing up for the Super Bowl. I can tell by the fact that a couple of the stores that I was in during the day, they had big catering signs up. And people were getting pizzas and everything else that they could grab, chips, etc., to prepare for the food coma, because I think it is like a food coma. There's just lots and lots of eating that goes on during a Super Bowl. And, oh, yeah, there's the big game and the commercials in between. But in all seriousness, it is somber. It is sad. It is incredibly, incredibly disheartening to see what's happened with these people. Mother Nature can be wicked. I say it all the time. And many of us here in the United States have been through the ringer, but when you think about 21,000 deadliest disaster in more than a decade, you have people that are just gathering to bury victims on the spot in a mass grave in Turkey because they can't do anything else. You know, you've got these little markers that they're sticking up. There's no time. It's freezing. The conditions are awful, and there are too many bodies. There are too many bodies. It's all that can be done. They're digging these trenches, row after row after row after row after row, breakneck speed at the burial grounds, and breakneck speed in trying to rescue maybe some more people from the flattened disaster that is the rubble in so many places because of the collapsed buildings on both sides of the border, both Syria and Turkey. There have been some amazing moments where children have been rescued, where a couple of families were actually rescued intact. There was a little boy who was 10, and he was buried alive for over 80 hours, and they pulled him out of the mess that he was in, which I think is wonderful. That while it's sad, depressing, awful, a lot of children dying, just every 2 minutes, bodies are coming. The fact that there is that voice, that child, that person that can be rescued, that's the thing that keeps, I think, a lot of these rescuers, frankly, going, because it's that bad. You've got, when they find bodies, they're gently laying them in blankets and laying them down, and just really hard. You've got backhoes digging. There's rows of graves on one side, and then you have backhoes working gently to kind of go through the rubble that is still there. And it is really a sad, sad sight to see from afar. So many Americans giving a couple dollars here and there, whatever they can do, lighting candles, setting up a prayer. Boy, oh boy. It makes you really, really, really appreciate the life that we have, and when you see disasters like that, that's for sure. Okay, so the balloon fallout continues. The U.S. declassified the balloon intelligence and is really just at this point calling China out for being spies. I mean, they're spying. That's the deal. That's what you can see from what has been collected. And even the House overwhelmingly passed a resolution condemning China for its balloon espionage. And there was actually the rare display of bipartisanship. Who's not going to vote for that? So, you know, Democrat and Republicans voted for it across Capitol Hill in the Senate. Lawmakers were interrogating top Defense Department officials demanding answers about the security of U.S. airspace, because it's ridiculous when we find out that there were so many other balloons, a handful of them, that just they were out there and we just didn't detect them. How's that possible? How's it possible we didn't know? So, of course, Beijing uses this as surveillance because it's working. Until we shot down the balloon over the weekend off the coast of South Carolina. It is not a weather balloon. The airship was capable of signals that you would use in intelligence operations, way beyond what a weather balloon would do. Lots of antennas. An array that could collect and geolocate communications. And that's the idea. That's spycraft. That's intercepting communications. That's intercepting electronic signals. That's what that is. So China's reserving the right to make a comment later, but saying that they're sticking with the weather balloon thing. This disclosure is something that we knew was going to happen. So what is our government saying? They're insisting that it was China's irresponsible violation of U.S. sovereignty that is now hurting the bilateral ties. Our Secretary of State called off a trip to China on Friday, hours before he was scheduled to leave, because of what happened with his balloon. And then we have a fighter jet, an F-22, that has to take it down, shoot it down. And Beijing says that's ridiculous because it was an overreaction. Are you kidding? You're spying on us. It's overreaction to shoot down the balloon. Yeah. And absolutely, you had plenty of people in the halls of Congress that had something to say about it, like Senator Lisa Murkowski, who said, Alaska's here for you, baby. We're the first line of defense. So why wasn't that taken down? If China's a threat to our sovereignty, the second it crosses the line, boom, the line is Alaska. Why didn't that happen, right? If there was an opportunity to shoot it down. And, you know, then you've got this whole idea of where do you decide, and that's, I think, what the defense people were saying. Where do you decide to shoot down the balloon? How easily can it be recovered? What are depth off the coast of the Aleutian Islands goes from 150 feet to 18,000 feet, and water temperatures are just above 30 degrees, and, you know, on and on reasons why the balloon just kept on going. You can see this huge, because there's been pictures that have been released, you can see a huge balloon canopy that was recovered on Sunday. So it's no surprise that Americans are saying in this Rasmussen poll that nearly half of the voters expect a war with China because of what they're seeing, right? Of what recently has happened, along with things that have happened in the past. 48% say China is an enemy of the U.S. 36 say it's somewhere between an ally and an enemy. And 34% rate President Joe as good or excellent for his handling of the issue. 47 rate him as doing a poor job. Man Cave next.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
AKA Woe Man Cave. Women and men are in the man cave. My latest Invade the Man Cave, speaking of that, is coming out at the end of February. Might actually dip into March. Depends on how fast it gets produced. But that's coming out. I'm very, very excited about that. And I'm very excited about the Super Bowl because the Eagles are playing the Chiefs, the two best teams that are left. Watching both of these teams, I thought that's what would happen going through the playoffs, and sure enough, it did. And it's going to be an interesting one, that's for sure. I have lots of friends and lots of people who have been wonderful to me in my life, and I've spent lots of time in Kansas City, but of course I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so my family is all about this game, especially since Philly's that hard-luck team that they've only won one Super Bowl, and this is another opportunity to win. It's interesting. There's so many interesting stories that you could break down in the Super Bowl. But at the end, it comes down to the predictions. Will the MVP of the NFL, Pat Mahomes, have just enough to push the Chiefs over the top? You know, getting to the big game is incredible. I've interviewed enough football players about this, NFLers. And not winning is the worst. But at least for Pat Mahomes, he has. So he does have that in his back pocket, but he knows, as does Andy Reid and the Chief Faithful, that it's very tough to get back, even with a great team, to get back to a Super Bowl. They've had a nice run, but boy, that's got to weigh on their minds. And the same thing for Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles, and there's so many players that are on both teams that haven't won Super Bowls, and this is the moment for them. Kicks off at 6:30. So where do the Eagles have the advantage, and where do the where do the Chiefs have the advantage? I looked at what a lot of the predict, a lot of predictions that are out there, and I looked at a lot of writers and broadcasters that I've known and have followed and whatnot. So we know who Joe Buck is, Monday Night Football, of course. He is predicting 24-20, an Eagles victory, 24-20. Then somebody else that I was looking at, because I went through a whole bunch of them, he is Mr. Draftman. He is the best at it. Mel Kiper Jr., he's been around forever. He predicts Philly 27-23. Rex Ryan, former coach of the Jets, is predicting 28-21. And there's like a long list of predictions. Predicting a Chiefs win is plenty of people are out there predicting that. Linda Cohen from SportsCenter, an anchor that you see a lot, 31-27. She's covered a lot of football in her day. I've had plenty of conversations with Linda in press boxes. How about Matt Miller, who's a great draft analyst too, 27-24, he predicts the Chiefs will win it. Then you have Todd Archer, someone who I also spent some time with in press boxes when I covered the Cowboys. He's a longtime Cowboy reporter. He says the Chiefs 37-34. Jason Reed, who was a guest on this show, is, and he's a senior NFL writer, he is predicting Kansas City 34-31. So how about that? We'll see when it's played. And the other part of the Super Bowl that's always so intriguing to people, of course, is the Super Bowl commercials. The Super Bowl commercials are rated and are talked about, and then you see them a lot of times, of course, rotated into the mix, meaning after the Super Bowl, they start to appear prime time and whatnot, and people are talking about the commercials at least the week after the Super Bowl. And it's interesting. I've thought about this. The Super Bowl ads, too, can also help launch a career and revitalize a career. We've seen that with some actors that have been on some amazing, clever Super Bowls. So it's going to be humor. We know that, to grab attention for sure. Melissa McCarthy's apparently in a very funny commercial. There is not going to be as much cryptocurrency because of what we've seen happen with cryptocurrency this year, but there's also going to be a nod to some of our favorite shows, streaming shows from the past. I know a little bit. I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, they're teaming up. They were the Breaking Bad characters. They had two iconic characters in that show, and they're part of a big spot. You have I mentioned Melissa McCarthy, but you have Adam Driver. You have Miles Teller and his wife in a commercial. You've got Sylvester Stallone. You have Will Ferrell, and they're probably doing the streaming services thing. So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch, and it always is, to watch the commercials. And all the years when that's what I would miss. And all the years, of course, when I was covering Super Bowls, it was so fun. It was just an incredible, I feel so blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it, to have that opportunity that I had. And you are scrambling all over the place, though, and you're with writers and broadcasters of all sorts, and you're talking to players and past superstars and then the current ones and then the people that are the players that are actually involved in the game and everything from A to Z, but you're not watching the commercials because you're in the thick of it. So you read about it the next day, and then they start to pop up, or you can certainly go look some of them up, but you kind of miss that whole thing because you're focused on what's happening in the game, and boy, oh boy, it who's going to have the Lombardi Trophy and who's going to really have the most popular commercial. To me, those are the big themes of the weekend. There are other stories. There are other sports, believe it or not. I mean, there's something more than football. There are other sports that are going on while I sit here, because you just had the NBA trading deadline and lots of conversations over who had the best trade and what's going to happen really in the second half of the season, and you know, Kevin Durant getting dished. I think that people weren't surprised by that, but how about the Suns? For all of my friends in Arizona. So Kevin Durant hasn't played a game yet for the Suns, but being on the roster is already paying off for them. People are excited about that in Arizona. Durant, I think, can help that team, that's for sure. So he gets picked up in a trade. And then you think of, veteran guard Chris Paul. And Paul's known Durant since the former MVP-er was a camper at five-star basketball camp a long, long time ago. And, you know, that's part of it. It's that mixture of the right teammates. So with trades, even with big names, it's about the gel, and will it really take effect? Will they jive in the trades and the moves that were made? Does it work out, or is the answer no, because there's just a clash and it doesn't, there's not that chemistry? Because I think certainly in these team sports, it is much bigger than one would even understand, right? Guess what's coming up? NASCAR 2023 season. Yeah. I mean, before you know it, you blink your eye and it's absolutely here, and there's some changing of the guard that's happening. And IndyCar driver Connor Daly is going to try to qualify for the Daytona 500 with a NASCAR team owned by Floyd Mayweather, no less. Yeah. They're saying don't bet against him. Mayweather saying Connor is like a hungry fighter and my kind of guy. I wouldn't do it. So he's going to be among six drivers for four open slots in the 40-car field. Ooh. February 19th for the opener. Peach on the flip side.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least one person is dead after a massive fire that impacted multiple homes in San Francisco. Fire officials say the three-alarm blaze left one person in serious condition and a firefighter in stable condition on Thursday. More than 100 personnel responded to the scene and put out the fatal fire. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is announcing its class of 2023. Cornerback Darrell Revis and offensive lineman Joe Thomas were inducted on their first year of eligibility. Defensive legend DeMarcus Ware, Zach Thomas, and Rondé Barber will also be enshrined as modern era players. Joe Klinko, Chuck Howley, Ken Riley, and Don Coryell were inducted as senior finalists. All nine will be honored in Canton during a ceremony in August. The House is condemning China's use of a surveillance balloon over the U.S. The resolution was passed in a unanimous vote, came to the House floor days after the Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the South Carolina coast. Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Marco Santucci. He is a name you might be familiar with if you're familiar with the paranormal, and we're going to talk about that here as well, because how could we not talk about that? But what's so interesting about him is he's trans, and he's sharing his personal journey as what he calls the trans guy, but it's something that he didn't necessarily share before, except among close friends. And like I said, he had this name in the paranormal world. In fact, he even wrote a book and had some amazing experiences there. But now, in Tattered Edges, he takes you through this journey, and for a very specific reason why. He lives with his wife, Pam, and they even have a cool, I understand, 10-year-old dog, Mia. So thanks so much, Marco, for coming on America Tonight.
Sure.
Let's talk about how you knew something was different with you. How did you know that you wanted to make that transition? When did you feel that something was different when you were young?
Well, I mean, you know, societal reasons, you don't realize that a lot of times when you're really young. So I basically just thought I was a tomboy by the time you get to that kind of age. But the closer I got to puberty, right, I started out doing normal things, you know, like, you know, if you're a girl, you date a boy and vice versa, right? Well, you can do that all you want and it's okay, but the closer you get to puberty, you're like, something's not right. My brain never felt like a girl. Whatever kind of sense it makes. I mean, you know, I didn't like anything at all. Clothing, toys, I mean, everything. Everything I did as a child was what boys do. Not that girls can't and not be trans, right, and just be tomboys and go on with life. But I just got to the point, when I was a young teenager, when it was because of an article that I actually had. I had a tennis. Our history teacher was he played tennis, so he was very much into anything tennis. And so in the middle of history class, I was 17. He's passing back these things, this article for us to read, and it was about Dr. Raskin, Dick Raskin, who was a professional tennis player, and that he became Renee Richards. And when I read that, I'm like, oh my God, that's me, right? But going the other way. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, you know, nobody didn't know what, people didn't know you could have sex changes and didn't know what anything that was about. But that's when it hit me really hard. But I had already had an alter ego that I had to create, in order to mentally survive what I was going through. And when I realized that I like girls, but I can't be one, you know what I'm saying? That was never an option. So I had to make this boy up, and people bought into it, and the story's insane because of all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then we fast forward to now really sharing this wide in Tattered Edges. Tell us about the book. Tell us more about what we can expect in reading the book.
Okay, so, I mean, the book starts basically at my birth and goes all the way through, you know, to the early 2000s. And so it's everything from the things that I went through realizing, okay, that I wasn't the same, you know, that I really wasn't, you know, like normal, quote unquote, as far as the whole, you know, all of that goes. I just started to despise my body because of that very fact. I didn't want the body parts that I, you know, was unfortunately born with. I had to get rid of that stuff. And, it goes into the difficult issues I have with my mother. You know, she would say, you know, like one time she was mad and she's like, this is long before. This is when I was still just a kid. But because I was such a tomboy, because I played sports and I rode motorcycles and all that stuff, she's like, I didn't adopt a boy. I adopted a girl. So that was supposed to hurt my feelings, but it didn't hurt me. Not at all. But so she just was completely not understanding why she didn't have this princess, right? So it was really, really difficult on her. But yeah, so it takes you through all of that. It takes you into, you know, me actually having sex as a man, but just not physically. Even prior to transitioning, I still lived as a man. Once I got to California, I lived as a man. And, you know, you can change your driver's license, you know. I actually, the first thing that happened when I got to California, and I was with this girl, never should have brought her with me, but that's not the point. Just got into Riverside, and I get pulled over, because it's like 2 in the morning, you know, and I ran a red light looking for a place to stay. I'm like, damn it. So I get pulled over, and the officer comes to the window, and the first thing was, it was a woman. And I'm like, my goodness, things are different in California. I'd never even seen a woman cop, right? So, so she asked for my license. I gave it to her. And she comes back to the car and she says, you know, because what I had done is I had manipulated my license, right? I had changed the F to an M because I had my name changed, but my gender wasn't changed yet. So I took it upon myself to do that. And she says, you know, it's illegal to change. First of all, she asks me, she goes, are you contemplating a sex change? I'm like, whoa, wait. In my mind, I'm like, what? How does she know? I'm like, oh, right. And she's like, you know, that's illegal to do. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. I said, no, I didn't know it was illegal. Sorry. I said, I just couldn't have that. And she's like, well, I'm going to let it slide and welcome to California.
Wow. Yeah,
that was my first, you know, encounter with that. I'm sorry. And then the book.
And in the book, you talk about all kinds of things. You talk about the transition itself. So we'll let everybody get the book and you really learn a lot. But what is it you hope people take away from reading Tattered Edges? The people that are listening to us, they can get the book on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. What do you hope they take away from reading it?
Okay. Well, basically a deeper understanding. For, you know, first of all, and again, my story's not as common probably the way it rolled out, but in the end of everything, you know, trans people are very different, though still than being compared to being gay or something else within the spectrum of outside of just, you know, the normal way that people come in to be and all that. But just, you have to understand that. I mean, there's, like I said, there's misconceptions out there. You don't have to be gay before you're trans. That's just ridiculous. But there's a lot of people that just don't get any of it. And so that was kind of the part of the goal. You know, so I do go into, like, you know, the more detail about, you know, surgeries and stuff like that, because people don't understand. They just, like, really, they just don't get it. And the thing is, you know, you never know who or what is standing right beside you. So many times, and I've been a part, and that just happened to me. I had to go get my blood drawn, and it happened to me again. You know, and this lady who's drawing my blood, she's talking about, you know, something back in the news with J.K. Rowling and her comments about trans people, and went through all of that stuff. And we're having a conversation about that. And, like, yeah, she would never know, you know? So, yeah. But, and that's just the thing. You just don't know. And because, you know, I obviously pass, and I always have, but that's not always the case, you know, for people, especially going the other way. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, and like you said, who knows? And what an interesting thing to happen to you. And obviously, it's happened to you, like you said, a few times.
Yes.
And, so again, Tattered Edges, great story. You can get it, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, as I said. You can go to Marco's website too, marcosantucci.biz. But I'd be remiss not to ask you about Ghost and Paranormal, because you also have a book called Paranormal Noise, Listen
right.
Beyond the Silence. You stopped ghost hunting in 2019. What's the craziest encounter you had with ghosts?
You know, that is there. I don't know where there. You need an hour for this. So I know you don't have that, but there's so much stuff. And, you know, I know that, other answers I could have given. Let me just talk about this. I mean, there's a lot of things that we have seen it. And first of all, it's called, me and this other guy, Scott, we were called Darklands Paranormal. If you Google Darklands Paranormal, all kinds of stuff's going to come up about, presentations, the newspaper articles, stuff on TV, all kinds of stuff. So anyway, just remember that. But, so we had done a whole lot of stuff, And I have audio that is just like you and I talking, you know, and I, this is how that Paranormal Noise even became to be, because it's written out like that. That was before Darklands. But with Darklands, when we went into, the public library in Upland, California, Scott on film caught what I deemed a time machine, because what that means is, you know, when you're taking photos, you take a series of photos and then you go through them. And obviously, if you see something that's not really there or whatever, you've got something to compare it to. But I was not a Doctor Who fan, but when I realized what the TARDIS was, that is exactly what this thing looks like that Scott got on film. So when you look at photos side by side, you see a picture of it not there, and then it is there, and then, you know, but anyway, it happened. Well, so that was kind of the finale of our presentations. Like, we did presentations for the library for free. The first time 200 people came, you could only seat 80 people. The next time we did it in the Grove Theater. So 500 people come to see us do a presentation, right? That was pretty crazy.
Boy, no kidding. I could talk to you all day, all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
So many interesting stories.
There's
Life is interesting. There's no question. As you said, it's easy to look up Darklands Paranormal and also to go to marcosantucci.biz, which you have that there, and you talk about that book. And, of course, Tattered Edges, which is where we began. And
right.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Marco, it's been a delight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So the title of the book is Driven by Compassion, 8 Values for Successful Servant Leaders. Wow. Here's what I like. Successful servant leaders. Wait till we dive into this with David Zechman. He is the author of this book. We had a great off-air conversation where we started talking in the very beginning about where he started and what his goal was, which was a really lofty goal to be a CEO. And, of course, he achieved that, but he started at the bedside right there from the very beginning in Cleveland, Ohio. And, of course, this isn't the healthcare industry. So, David, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Kate.
So finish that story for everybody, because I love this. You did have that goal about becoming the CEO, and you did achieve that. But I think the difference probably for you and why this book, it was in you, is because you started right from the very bottom, so to speak.
I did. Thank you. I'm very proud of that. It's a little bit of a unique situation. I started my career as a high school teacher and a coach in football and track, and I loved it, but decided that I want to do something different, and I answered an ad to get into healthcare as an on-the-job trainee respiratory therapist in Cleveland, Ohio, which is my hometown. And so I started at the bedside, and but as I was working, I enjoyed patient care, but I thought, you know, I had this pull, this yearning for leadership. I thought I could make a difference with a servant leadership style as I did as a teacher and coach, and decided that I set a goal that I wanted to be a CEO of a hospital. So I started working. My first management position was as a night shift supervisor in respiratory therapy, and I was a working supervisor and decided that in order for me to grow it, I have to leave Cleveland, my hometown, and moved to Kansas City and worked for a big, large healthcare system there for 10 years, and then to Louisville and back to rural Missouri as my first time CEO, and then Northern Michigan when I worked for McLaren Healthcare. So I went from the bedside working nights with a loyal, dedicated group of nurses to to be a CEO, and I never forgot that. It was something that I felt was always something to my advantage in my leadership, because I had a strong empathy for people that had to do the real work of healthcare, and that's healing patients.
Yeah, there you go, the real work of healthcare. So behind this book, what drove you to write the book?
Well, when I retired as a hospital CEO in January 19, I still had this, again, I had that pull again, like I did when I got in healthcare, and said, you know, what can I do to make a difference in terms of leadership? And I felt like I had unfinished work. So I decided that I would write a book. And I was encouraged to do that by friends and associates, and decided that it was time to share that passion. And to I read a couple other books. I interviewed 30 leaders, all the way from CEOs of large healthcare systems to supervisors, and even the captain of the track team that I coached when he was a senior in high school. And so I felt like the other thing is that I really believe in the world we live in today. When I started a book, and that was right just before the pandemic, that employees want to be led, but they want to be led in a different way. And they want to be led. They want to be valued. They want their leaders to support their growth. They want their leaders to help them be successful. And quite frankly, I didn't think that was happening enough. And so I thought I would try this and share my leadership philosophy of that and go from there.
In the book, what will we learn? What will we find out?
Well, what we'll find out is that this style of leadership, number one, the goal is to help leaders today to remember why they got on the leadership. And it's a privilege to be a leader, and it's an honor to be a leader. So to remember that again, to renew that vow, to be the best leader, the best servant leader possible, and to refresh and to regain that passion and enthusiasm for doing the right thing, which I believe this is the right thing in terms of treating people. I just spoke at a conference a Corazon conference. It's a consulting company in Nashville on Tuesday, and presented my book. And so many people came up to me afterwards and said that, oh, my gosh, this is so great. It helped me remember it. You know, it gave me more enthusiasm again to go back, and I'm going to take your book, and I'm going to go back and incorporate those values into my leadership style. It was very gratifying.
And see, like you say, 8 values. We're not going to tell everyone everything, but give us a couple of the values.
Okay. Well, the values were the number one of them was walk the talk. And walking the talk was rated by the people I interviewed as the most important value being a servant leader. So walk the talk means living and breathing love and compassion values in your daily leadership journey. If you're not walking the talk, there's absolutely no way that you're going to build that servant-leader relationship with those you lead. So that was the most important one they rated. The second one was communication and practicing regular and consistent communication tactics that include genuine encouragement and honest feedback. I share in the book that the CEO is short for being chief executive officer, and in reality, a CEO should be the chief encouragement officer.
And oh, yeah.
I asked the question in the book, how many of you had too much encouragement in your life? And, you know, so everybody responds to encouragement. And so what you gain from this is, as a leader, is that you gain greater job engagement, more productivity, better organizational results, and better results both for the person you lead as well as yourself. So in the world of the great resignation that's going on and the fact that employee retention has risen to the top of every CEO in the country now, this is a tool and a tactic to ensure that.
Oh, yeah, boy, now more than ever, the quiet quitting, like you said, the great resignation. How do you keep good employees? How do you keep good talent? Yeah. How do you find good talent? And, boy, encouragement, I so agree. What a great question. And then to flip around what CEO is, what do you hope people walk away with when they read Driven by Compassion, 8 Values for Successful Servant Leaders?
Well, what I hope is that, as I said, you know, I hope that it makes them rethink how they are interacting with the people they lead, and that it will create again, as I said earlier, greater productivity, certainly job retention, as we just said. You know, there is a shortage of workers, and so we have to do a better job as leaders of retaining our employees, especially the strong ones. Now, this style, by the way, being a compassionate servant leader doesn't mean hugs and kisses. And really what it does is it demands accountability, but it demands accountability in a different way, in a compassionate way. And the other thing about it is, Kate, is that it's very enjoyable. It's fun. I would rather have fun and enjoy my time as a leader, seeing the people I lead grow and see their happiness and see their satisfaction than not. I can tell you, share a quick story with you. When I was doing rounds in one of the hospitals I led, I walked into the laundry. How many people go into the laundry, right? And I said, I came in and they said, Mr. Zechman, do you know how to fold our laundry? And I said, no. I said, can we show you? I said, sure. So I said, and I was terrible. They were laughing and I was terrible, but they do such an important function and we had so much fun. And I have to say this, me going in there and doing their work with them, do you think that made a difference in terms of the value they feel to the organization? Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, because you were there. Yeah.
I was there. It's one of my favorite CEO stories, and I'll relish that forever. And it was that made my the rest of my day was I didn't care what happened the rest of the day. So I was very happy after that, and it was very gratifying. But I hope that again it's time to change leadership. It's time to do. To help people be successful, and if you help people be successful, the people that you lead, then you're going to be successful, and it just makes sense.
Yeah, and now more than ever, boy, especially coming out of what we've just come out of, I think this is vital, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, there's still a lot of tension and worry from the pandemic, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, hyperbole here, but the pandemic, as we all know, has probably changed things forever in many ways. And I think that in a good way, the pandemic will make leaders look at how they treat people differently, how they need to treat them appreciably and positively and maybe more than we did in the past. Maybe we took our leadership for granted in the past. And leadership is a gift and a privilege, and we should never forget that.
Yes, yeah, so well said. And again, I love the title, Driven by Compassion, 8 Values for Successful Servant Leaders. You can get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you, David, so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Kate, for allowing me to share my passion with your audience. And I'm honored that you asked me.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.